Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're checking out a cutting-edge study that presents a semi-automated algorithm for analyzing respiratory organoids. Why care about respiratory organoids? Well, they are tiny, miniaturized organs grown from human cells that replicate the structure and function of our lungs. For researchers, these organoids are incredibly valuable for studying diseases like cystic fibrosis and testing new drugs. However, analyzing images of these organoids has been a bit tricky. Traditionally, scientists relied on manual image analysis, which is time-consuming and can lead to subjective biases. To tackle this issue, the researchers turned to deep learning, an area of artificial intelligence that can automate image analysis and improve accuracy. This study introduces a semi-automated algorithm that uses a popular deep learning model called UNet. The algorithm is designed to process bright field images of nasal and lung organoids, which are images taken under normal light without applying any fluorescent dyes, a common practice that can sometimes harm the cells. So, what exactly did the researchers do? The team began by capturing images of the organoids at multiple focal depths. This technique is called Z-stack imaging. It helps ensure that they can visualize the structures within the organoids more clearly. Then, they stitched these images together and processed them using their algorithm. The result? A high level of accuracy in segmentation, which means the algorithm could accurately distinguish the organoids from the background. They reported impressive metrics: an intersection over union score of about 0.89 and an F1 score above 0.93. These scores suggest that their algorithm can effectively classify organoid images much better than previous methods. One fascinating application of this algorithm is in analyzing the functional capacity of organoids affected by cystic fibrosis. The researchers applied it to what's known as a Forskalin-induced swelling assay. This assay tests how well the CFTR protein, which is crucial for chloride ion transport, functions in organoids derived from healthy patients versus those with cystic fibrosis. The algorithm successfully quantified the differences, indicating reduced CFTR activity in the diseased organoids compared to the healthy ones. Not only does this novel algorithm showcase the potential of AI to enhance the analysis of complex biological images, but it also paves the way for more efficient drug screening processes. By analyzing organoid images without fluorescent dyes, researchers can speed up their work considerably while ensuring the cells remain viable for future testing. Now, let's turn our attention to the critique of the paper. Overall, there's a lot to appreciate about this research. First, the study provides access to an open-source dataset of 827 annotated images, making it easier for other researchers to replicate their work. The detailed methodological transparency allows others to follow the steps they took in developing and validating their algorithm. On the rigor side, the statistical methods employed are sound. They consider various aspects like inter-annotator agreement, which strengthens the study's reliability. The algorithm is thoroughly validated against established methods, showcasing its robustness. However, there are a few elements to note. Although the algorithm demonstrates outstanding performance metrics, the authors cautioned that these accuracy figures could be misleading due to the imbalance between the number of organoid pixels versus background pixels in their image data. Thus, they emphasize the importance of selective metrics like intersection over union and F1 score over raw accuracy. Another point of critique is the limitation regarding the algorithm's testing, which was solely done with data from a specific type of microscope. This could affect how well the algorithm performs in other laboratory settings or with other imaging equipment. Adjustments and additional training with varied datasets may be necessary for broader application. In summary, the research highlights the promise of integrating deep learning in bioimaging, particularly for respiratory organoids. The algorithm not only facilitates the analysis of organoid morphometry but also significantly enhances efficiency when screening for potential therapeutics. It contributes meaningfully to the field, and while there are areas for improvement, this study sets a strong foundation for future advancements. Thank you for joining me today on SciBud. I hope this exploration of bioimaging and respiratory organoids sparked your curiosity. If you have any questions or want to learn more about the latest in science, stick with us here at SciBud. Until next time, keep questioning, stay curious, and remember, science is everywhere.